from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are 5 hours away from kickoff over at Acrisure Stadium. First of three preseason games for the Steelers, hosting the Houston Texans, last year's AFC South champs. Justin Fields expected to start, and so is another former Ohio State quarterback, C.J. Stroud, for Houston. So a very popular game if you're an Ohio State lover of football. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Right now, it's a Friday edition of Football Friday edition of Pony and Muller.
Pocket, Zappy deep downfield, and that is pulled in by Juju Smith-Schuster, the former Steeler who comes home, and a big gainer there on a first down for 37 yards. Covered well, but the pass is right there, and he brings it in.
Yeah, Casey with tight coverage, never locates the football. What an effort here by Juju Smith-Schuster to come back to the football and show his strength. That's what he's been known for throughout his career. Strong hands, somehow holds on to that football for a big game.
Good afternoon, everybody. We will have football in 5 hours and the sights and sounds of Acrisure Stadium. That was from late in the year, a miserable night there. Donnie was there on a Thursday night. Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, and Bailey Zappe came in and lit up the Steelers, and a guy that had a monster first half against them was old friend Juju Smith-Schuster. That was during the revenge tour from hell, Mulzy. You might remember that. When James Conner looked like Jim Brown.
When the Steelers became the first team, I think, with a winning record to lose to back-to-back, like 2-10 teams in league history.
Yeah, and Juju was with Casey in coverage, like catching the ball off Casey's body and then ripping it away for a big game downfield, making contested catches for them.
And Juju's now he's numbers, Juju's numbers in that game?
4 for 90.
4 for 90. That represented for Juju Smith last year well over.
Juju Smith, you're going with the abbreviated name there.
I just said Juju's.
I thought you said Juju Smith.
No, I said that represented.
His real name's John Smith.
Correct, John
Smith. Just like
Smith
the character
Schuster
from Pocahontas. Would you buy that story?
I thought it was John Rolfe. R-O-L-F-E.
Who the hell's John Smith? Is he the guy that invented Mormonism?
I don't know. I think he's the owner of. No, Joseph Smith. I think you're just saying the single most common sounding name in the United States, John Smith. No, I think it was John Rolfe was involved in the Pocahontas
story. John Smith is Juju Smith-Schuster's
John
real name.
Smith-Schuster is his name.
Okay.
That 4 for 90, the 90 yards represented over a third of his receiving yards last year. The 4 catches represented almost 25% of his receptions. Or no, I'm sorry. Represented about like 15 to 20% of his receptions last year. He ain't good, Pony. I got bad news for you.
I disagree with you on
he
that.
He stinks.
I don't think he stinks.
I think he is exactly what he has proven to be 2 out of the last 3 years when he hasn't played with Patrick Mahomes, which is a guy who is banged up, a guy who doesn't go downfield well.
Well, I would just play the highlight of a great play downfield against the
last
Steelers.
Last year, via PFF, here are some numbers for you, thanks to Marcus Mosher, who is a guy out there in Erie, who's a Cowboys blogger, but he follows the whole league.
Juju. So now we're going to Erie to get Juju Smith-Schuster
commentary? Well, they were conveniently dug up for me, and they're on my timeline. Separation percentage, 17th percentile. Average depth of target, 8th percentile. That's partly the Patriots' offense. Yards after catch per reception, 23rd percentile. Receiving grade, 5th percentile. He isn't good, and yet, there will be a fascination in some corners, however small they may be, and you appear to be somebody who's on board with this, a desire or at least the suggestion that the Steelers should bring this guy back. No thank you.
You honestly do not think he's better than Van Jefferson?
He and Van Jefferson are basically the same player over the last 3 years. They both had one really good season. Jefferson's was 2021, Juju's was 2022. And then in Juju's case, his last season here, he was hurt and not effective.
I don't know.
And last year, he stunk.
I watched him in the game here. I thought he was the best receiver on the field that day.
That was the best game of his season, Pony.
Okay, and then he got hurt after that.
That's another problem. He's the oldest 27 in history.
Okay, but we're not talking about Lynn Swann and John Stallworth at wide receiver. We've been talking about finding another wide receiver for literally months because tonight we're going to watch Quez Watkins, Scotty Miller, and Des Fitzpatrick play.
Yeah, Juju's not the answer here. He just isn't. That's the only game he talked.
There's a difference between answer and upgrade.
He's not an upgrade.
I disagree with
you. He is not an upgrade. Here were the 5 games he played prior to that. Ready? I'm going to give you his combined stats for the 5 games he played prior to that game. 11 catches for 84 yards in 5 games.
Yeah, but you just said that New England's offense was a disaster.
You're basically using as a premise for suggesting that he would be an upgrade. The only good game he played, which is every bit as much to do with the Steelers playing abhorrent defense for a half of football as it is anything else. He wasn't good last year at all. At all.
And either was Van Jefferson, and either was Scotty Miller, and neither was Calvin Austin, and either was Des Fitzpatrick, and either was any of these guys they have.
I do not feel like bringing this man back. There is nothing to be gained there, in my opinion. He is physically unable to separate. He is a guy who has only put up numbers in the last 3 years with the greatest quarterback maybe ever.
I'll give him credit for that. He doesn't need a ton of separation. He makes the contested catches.
How many catches is he making contested if he only had 29 of them last year?
Their offense sucked, and he was hurt.
But you would think a guy who doesn't separate and doesn't go down the field far but makes contested catches would be a very popular target. What percentage of his targets do you think
Mulsey,
he caught?
I don't know, Mac Jones is now backing up in Jacksonville, and Bill Belichick is about to join Pat McAfee on Monday. It's not as if they had it all figured out there. I mean, he's getting cut because there's a youth movement there. He was a Belichick guy, and he's overpaid. So there's a lot of reasons for them to cut dead weight there with Juju, but that doesn't mean that he's...
If he's a $7 million receiver there and they feel he's overpaid, what does that actually make him in reality?
Probably
not a very good receiver.
Yeah, but the Steelers have had guys that were not highly paid wide receivers that have been functional or productive players before. Jericho Cotchery is a great example of that. Like, you don't have to be a guy that's on the upper echelon of the wage scale to be someone that slides in and is better than what they have right now. I don't think I can stress that enough. Apparently, I'm not stressing it well enough. Like, what went through my head here is for both teams that we've been focusing on, San Francisco and Pittsburgh, would Juju coming here cause the Steelers to say, well, we don't need to make the Aiyuk deal. If it falls apart, we have plan B. And if you're San Francisco, does that give them the wide receiver depth that makes them feel better about the trade? I mean, 2 years ago, Chris, he made the play that helped the Chiefs win their second Super Bowl.
Chiefs.
He did.
quarterbacked by Patrick Mahomes, offense designed by Andy Reid, and this is the other thing that has nothing to do with either of those two. He happened to stay healthy, which he hasn't done for the most part for the last 3 years. He's played 16, other than that season, the other two seasons, he's played a total of 16 games.
Well, he had a fluke injury the year before that. It wasn't like a nagging injury. It was like something that knocked him out early in the year.
Missed four games of just being inactive, then didn't play their last 2 weeks of the year. He missed six games last year.
Well, here's what I'm failing to understand. You're usually a Juju guy, and you're very...
I think he's done, man. I think he's done.
But you're not giving him credit for what he did in the Chiefs offense, and you're also blaming him for what he did in the Patriots offense. It's like, good offense, he gets, you know, it's not anything, it has nothing to do with him. And then instead of using the bad offense as an excuse for him, you're still saying, no, it's his fault. Like, he's getting zero
from you. I think he's done, man. I don't think he is good anymore. I don't think he can separate.
So if you had one game to win and your only options were Van Jefferson or Juju Smith-Schuster, you would legitimately take Van Jefferson?
I think I would take Van Jefferson.
Good Lord. Wow.
Beggars in this case can be choosers, and we are begging for a second wide receiver, and I would actually take the guy they already
have. Don, you were at that game. You were booing your brains out watching Mitch Trubisky F around, calling for Mason Rudolph. When Juju had that explosive first half.
And now I'm just clamoring for another wide receiver four on the roster, baby.
Yeah, well, we've got wide receiver fives and sixes right now. So
they got plenty of that. They have one wide receiver one, and they have pretty much nothing else. They have a rookie who we can say is wide receiver three.
So you would not take him back either?
It's just more of the same. I mean, years ago, it was years ago. I mean, I get what he did with the Chiefs, okay? Yeah, he won a Super Bowl. I can appreciate what he did here with the Steelers. He's 27, and it seems like his body is that of a 37-year-old.
God, that hurts to hear as a 39-year-old.
And a 38-year-old is sitting here,
especially because I agree with it.
He's younger than me, and he's playing. His body is now like an old man in the NFL. I just think it's not.
He's never been a speed merchant.
You can say it's a slight upgrade if you want. It doesn't move the needle a whole lot.
I'm not asking needles to be moving all around. I'm just asking when you're in the business of putting a roster together. I mean, hell, even with Ayuk, I think I'd want him on the team over some of the bums. Because they have bums, Chris.
Why wouldn't you just expect that you'd get the occasional distraction Juju that you railed against?
Because he's not the distraction Juju anymore.
How do you know that that wasn't a function of where he was playing and who he was playing
places?
For? You're a guy who doesn't like to give Mike Tomlin much credit and actually thinks Mike Tomlin causes a lot of the problems Tomlin then solves.
I think you're a different person in your late 20s than you are in your early and mid-20s, and clearly Andy Reid and Bill Belichick both felt that way about him.
Isn't it a very easy argument to make that he was straight and narrow under Bill Belichick because Belichick's a psycho who demands that out of everyone, and that he was on his best behavior in Kansas City because A, he actually got the ball and was playing in a good offense.
Wait a minute,
and B,
though. This is coming from the guy that never really felt like the distractions were a big deal.
I thought the Von Bell stuff was the dancing on the logo and then having Bell just like knock him into another dimension. I thought it got bad after that point.
It absolutely did, but there was nothing.
But
I'm surprised in Kansas City or New England.
I'm surprised that the guy across from me who thinks that a lot of Mike Tomlin's problems are Mike Tomlin caused, as far as like players kind of screwing around, doesn't think that Juju would just revert right back to form here that he had late in his Steelers career in that regard.
Well, because I think people change. I mean, Bill Belichick obviously felt like, even with everything you just said about his social media exploits and prioritizing them over football, he said, I will pay this guy $25 million over 3 years, knowing that he's a guy that might put himself first over team or whatever. But then again, he probably watched the tape of Juju Smith-Schuster and said, you know what? This is not a diva wide receiver. He knocked Vontaze Burfict into next week.
What do we think Bill Belichick knows about good offense, though? He tried to trade Tom Brady when Brady had Super Bowls left in him.
What does he know about good offense? I mean,
He tried to trade the greatest quarterback of all time when the greatest quarterback of all time wasn't done winning.
He benched a $100 million quarterback for a sixth-round quarterback.
Yes, and then got sick of the sixth-round guy because he figured he could do it on his own or knew better.
So you're saying that that's worse than, like, playing the guy when everyone else would have played Bledsoe? I mean, I'm confused here. I know you hate Belichick, but you're not giving him any credit for what they did offensively there.
It was easier
getting
to
Randy
justify
Moss there and Wes Welker and those moves and getting them to that
Don't
place.
You think it would have been easier to justify, even though Bledsoe had taken them to a Super Bowl, benching him because they hadn't won anything, than it would have been to justify?
Hadn't won anything? They went to a Super Bowl with the guy.
Yes, I just said that.
I know, that's not winning yet.
He tried to trade Brady after how many Super Bowls had been won? like four, I think, at that point.
Okay.
What does that tell you about Belichick's offensive acumen and ego?
I think he was like, no one has played into their 40s and been great at this, so I'm going to trade him. So I don't agree with him, but I don't think that that's something that's like a cardinal sin on the guy's friggin' ledger. And because he wanted to do that, therefore every opinion he has on offense or football thereafter is like deemed horrible.
You and I are saying a lot to say a little here. You think Juju can still be an asset to this team. I think his days of being an asset pretty much anywhere are over. I do not want him back here. Was nice while it lasted here for the most part.
So if you were to rank their wide receivers on their roster, and then let's say he
might slot in behind Quez Watkins at this point.
And how many guys are above Quez Watkins?
Van Jefferson, a healthy Roman Wilson. I would be willing to roll the dice that a rookie like that is better when he's healthy.
This year?
Yes.
This year, okay.
If I were making a list of just receiving threats on the Steelers, if Juju joined the team, and let's say Roman Wilson's healthy, he would be like receiving threat number 8 behind Jaylen Warren, Pat Freiermuth, and possibly Najee Harris.
Okay, but we still need people to line up and play wide receiver, Chris. Okay, you're giving me the pecking order of things.
I would much rather see who else gets cut, because guys will get cut. Apparently the only guy that might
Why don't we go bring John Metchie in?
Well, just going to say that. The only guy I wouldn't bring in ahead of Juju would be John Metchie.
Because you were so high on John Metchie. Well, let's get him in here instead, Chris.
Apparently John Metchie is the worst football player in the NFL, according to Donnie's esteemed guest Aaron Wilson yesterday.
Would you take Juju Smith-Schuster back? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line. Best call on that is going to win two tickets, not to tonight's game, but to see a concert here in Pittsburgh. Next month, we'll get you ready for football with our pregame show in a couple hours, but right now it's a Donnie headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beat the fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. Juju Smith-Schuster is a free man. Would you take him back? 412-928-9370. It was speculated back in May that he would be cut before June 1st to save even more money. The Patriots waited. One preseason game was enough. He had 11 snaps last night. Didn't get a target. Didn't have a reception. I haven't seen anyone say this, but for all I know, he might have just asked the GM there or the coach there to just get rid of him and send him his walking papers now, knowing that the writing was on the wall, and give him a better chance to latch on somewhere. Maybe it's here.
Are you hearing that they're interested in a reunion?
No, but this is just what the Steelers do. Plaxico Burress came back. Antoine Randle L. came back.
You can always go home again.
They like that.
Yeah,
right,
I
Donnie,
don't
they like those moves? Brian McFadden, Willie Gay,
oh, yeah.
James Harrison.
How many of them worked
Larry
out well?
Larry Foote. They do business once. They love to do business twice.
Antoine Randle L.'s final season here, 16 games, 22 catches, 253 yards.
Nice little player.
Oh, his final season?
Yeah, nice little player.
Nice little player. Plaxico Burress's final season, he played four games. He caught three balls
One
for
was
42
a touchdown.
Yards. Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, and for a guy
From
who had
Charlie Batch.
Shot himself in the leg, it was a big deal.
People have had takes on this for a while. When this idea first came up, we had one of our best calls ever to the fan on this topic. Aaron and Butler get his take on this. Hello, Aaron. Aaron, you there? It sounds you made a grunt. You made a noise. Are you all right? Aaron, you're on the air.
Yes,
we're talking to you live, Aaron. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
Aaron, you called us. Do you have a thought on this?
Yeah, I'd take him back.
You sound like you're busy. Is this a bad? Did we catch you at a bad time?
I'm okay. Hi. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Do you want to keep having this conversation, or are we good?
We're good. We can keep having the conversation.
Okay, well, what do you want to say about it then?
Yeah, I would take him back.
That's it?
I don't know. He was... He's good. I don't know.
All right, Aaron, thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye, Aaron. Goodbye.
Compelling enough to change your mind?
I think he should be getting his own show. What would the Aaron show sound like on 93.7 The Fan? It takes 10 minutes for him to open up the
I've
microphone
I've never understood when people call us and then they act like we force them to come on the air.
That guy had to be stoned or something.
He sounded like he was at a drive-thru. He said, thank you. Appreciate it. Like there was a transaction that was going on. While
yeah,
he was, trying to have the conversation
that
with
That was a very strange... When was that? I don't even think I was on that day.
That was one of your golf days.
Well, there have been a lot of those. So.
I know, it's hard to pin down.
Right. I'm starting to catch Starkey.
Do you remember the time we had someone who was related to Juju Smith-Schuster call in on this topic? Let's try Robert in the north side. Hello, Robert.
I'll preface my thoughts with two things. One, I'd rather have Brandon Ayuk in all honesty. And two, I'm a little biased. Juju's my cousin. I grew up in Southern California, and my Aunt Sammy's his
Shut
mom.
Up, dude. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. But with that being said...
Oh, wait a minute here. Time out, though. Well, I'll let you finish your thought in a second. But this is an astonishing comment. You said, I would prefer Brandon Ayuk over my cousin. This is your flesh and blood. This is someone who's related to you. And you are saying that
as
you would rather
Steelers
have another
fan,
player... Oh, my
As
God.
Fan,
You're putting the black and yellow over the red that is flowing in your body right now. I'm amazed by this objectivity that you are showing me right now, Rob.
I bleed black and gold.
Yeah.
Remember that guy.
He'd rather have a good player than someone that's related to him because his mom is Juju's mom's sister, Sammy Smith.
Did we find out if John Smith was in the Pocahontas story or is that John Rolfe?
I don't know.
John Rolfe, English explorer, Pocahontas' husband. I was right.
I'm still, that whole story, it can't be true.
By the way, do we have Starkey's, the other thing notable from Starkey recently?
What other thing from Starkey? What was the first thing from Starkey?
The end of his show was absolutely dynamite. Those guys were at Studio B.
Go to hell, Mulsey.
Yeah.
Go to hell, Mulsey.
We do have that now. Yeah, we'll put that in the...
Well, they were talking about the 4x100 dropping the baton. You want to talk about not acing the handoff. Things were going around in circles, and old Mulsey had to get involved from the studio. And they both got very mad at me.
We have preseason football at 7 o'clock. Pop has already put out his play-by-play boards for the game. And they are massive because of the size of the rosters. And he does it all in his pomp,
oh, very
older
nice
man
script.
Penmanship.
Oh, yeah, it's a very nice script.
He does it all in what appears to be cursive writing.
It is. It's. I mean, if a kid today... Do they even teach cursive in schools anymore? I'm asking that seriously. Not as a get-off-my-lawn type. You could show that to a kid today.
Callis had a take on that.
Callis, do you sign your name as Nicholas Callis or Nicholas Harry Callis?
Nicholas Harry Callis. I'll put the Harry in quotes. No.
I like cursive. I can't say I've written in cursive for years.
Right.
But well,
I was
going to
say,
name.
When's the last time you wrote in cursive?
I don't know. Maybe you write a nice letter.
What are you
I don't know. Have you ever had a pen pal before, Callis?
Not really celebrating the edge. Them.
Callis likes that one.
Callis has a very deep voice. No. I didn't expect this high pitch of a laugh.
I broke him, Austin.
I'm going to write a nice letter.
Do you have a nice letter? Do you have any secret admirers, Callis? You want to write a letter, too?
When's the last time you wrote a letter?
Callis really had the old funny bone tickled right there.
And my funny bone was more tickled by just hearing him laugh.
You said you were going to write a letter.
It's an infectious laugh, man.
That was the overnight thing, right? Where you were moderating those two?
That was during the fan marathon, yeah.
And look at how Bechtold has blossomed from that. Into a
that was his springboard talking about cursive writing.
Into an up-and-coming host on the weekends on this station.
Donnie, you've made plenty of play-by-play charts. How does that compare to yours, what we have from Pomp now?
I already retweeted it, but I have to get a better look at it in a few minutes. I do like the old-school handwritten thing.
Okay.
Now, I have transitioned to, you know, kind of just making like a chart on Word or whatever because I just think it'd be, yeah, like more organized for myself, or like I staple them like back to back. Something else that I liked, and it may have been, I don't know if I can say this for sure. It may have been Rob King that gave this idea to a buddy of mine at Waynesburg. He uses like a manila folder for each team. And he is able to like glue a chart on there on each side, and then he uses like the open space for like other stuff too.
Buddy, I don't think a manila folder is big enough for the preseason.
No, you got to have the preseason games have to be way harder. Man, that gets me back to the old days of when I would prep shows for the 2 to 6 a.m. I would have a big roll of like butcher's paper, but that you could write on, and it held ink nicely so it didn't smear. I would write out each hour of the show, like, not like longhand, Donnie. I would write out these insane person like Charlie Day on Always Sunny bubbles, and I would go from bubble to bubble all over the place. I feel like I lost something in translation when I just started typing it all up.
It is Rob's debut tonight on Steelers play-by-play. Would you have butterflies?
Absolutely. Do you think he'll have more butterflies for this one, his first actual time as the guy or the first regular season game?
I think this.
I would think so, too. I would think the big advantage of this is you get three of these under your belt before you got to call one that counts.
Because he's new, I do think you have to do like what your call would be in the regular season to try it out. If I were, say, more of an established play-by-play guy, like if Hillgrove were still doing the Steelers games, I would downplay the preseason touchdown.
I agree.
I would not go crazy for a preseason touchdown.
Like Greg Brown doesn't go clear the deck in spring training. When O'Neal Cruz hits a laser, he goes, "Well, that ball is crushed and it's out of the park." Very impressive home run.
Yeah, like
from
you
O'Neal
would be calling
Cruz.
It for an away game player.
You're calling it neutrally almost,
right?
But yeah, I think Rob has to test run everything.
Exactly.
It's almost like when they would test run products. Did you ever have at your school? They would bring like focus group marketers and like try to test a new flavor of pop. We used to get to test like Surge and all that stuff before it hit shelves. Oh yeah.
I've never heard of that. We must have missed out
at Little
St. Elementary
School. At Little St. Teresa of Perrysville, they would bring...
That's made up.
Dude, I swear, I could get my mom to call in who taught at the school.
Well, our phone lines aren't working, so we're just going to have to take your word for it.
They would like test run...
Just kidding, our phone lines are working.
They would test run flavors of like new drinks, and we would have to do the, did you like Little Dixie Cup number one or Little Dixie Cup number two?
412-928-9370 if you want in on Juju before we get you ready for the preseason. I was going to say tailgate. We can get into, do you tailgate for these games? Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Donnie has a headline. Fan Highlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've got a GM's comments, a former GM's comments on Aiyuk, what CBS Sports wrote about him in that situation today, all coming up. 3:45, we will begin the PM team's unofficial Steelers-Texans pregame show. As you head down to Acrisure Stadium or head home to watch the game tonight with Pompeiani on the call, we do miss Edmund Nelson. I wanted Donnie to reach out to Edmund to try to have him back on the show because he's synonymous with Steelers preseason football, but I think last year when we tried to do that, he gave us the Edmund Nelson equivalent of this.
Go to hell, Mulsey.
I think he thought we were like yanking his chain, busting his balls. Like we were making fun of him. Like, no, we love Edmund. We miss Edmund.
Or is there like a it's not that he was mad at us and thought we were yanking his chain. It's just that is there maybe some ill will about the way things
ended? Some sour
ended?
Grapes?
Yeah, I think that was more it.
But the man's still doing well for himself. Last I knew, he was on game days during the regular season. He was still the uniform police for the NFL. It was his job to go look at both teams and see, oh, this guy's socks are too low, this guy doesn't have the right pads on, and ding them and keep track of that for the NFL. And he's also a guy that has his own insurance company. Could you imagine? I mean, I have Zane Grilli, of all people, as my insurance agent. If Dan didn't exist, I'd go with Edmund. If Dan wants to get out of the insurance game, you better believe I'm going right to Edmund.
Why don't you start a bidding war between the two of them? Why don't you just start like overtly suggesting, you know, Dan, I've been hearing some of these offers Edmund Nelson's putting out there, and then just let your voice trail off.
Actually, I'm pretty sure Edmund's retired from that now, but that had to be crazy. Like, here's a guy that was a starting defensive lineman with the Steelers in the 80s. And he's like, man, I just saved you a boatload on your car.
You're home in life, man. That term life insurance,
brother.
Don, I feel
like John Football would have just absolutely loved that.
Wait.
Sitting down with Edmund Nelson to hammer out some automobile insurance premiums.
Some limited liability
coverage.
Hey,
Edmund, I just got down.
I mean, you threw some ribs into the deal.
Well,
I think we're sold.
Well, we know Edmund was a foundational player and had really established himself as a serious rotational guy for the Steelers was also the best year of John Football's life.
They could have reminisced over
83, man.
What was the thing?
Edmund had three sacks and John Football apparently had the greatest year of his life.
What was the viral KDK TV graphic about Edmund that went viral on social media?
Which we later found out was
photoshopped.
Fake. Yeah, because I hit up Jared Barton about it. It just said halftime update, and then it just said Edmund has sex with a rack of ribs.
But it looked real.
It looked very real.
No, it was very well done on the Photoshop, and I think I assumed that that was like a real slip-up for years, and then somebody said, no, that was very slickly. That was like a Caleb-level Photoshop.
Antonio Brown has weighed in on Juju getting cut. We know that those guys have not always been BFFs. Juju being cut, apparently dropping easy passes in training camp.
Okay.
AB's response to that. He also had a penis pic get leaked that was more embarrassing than this. Hashtag CTESPN.
How does AB know?
I don't know. Is this common knowledge that...
No, I can't say I've gone around...
There's a picture of Juju's
junk that's
just out
looking for it.
Yeah.
Man, AB really hates him.
He does.
And I think Juju
like,
really
Juju
hates
Remember Juju reached
him.
Out to try to, before he was drafted, like, hey, man, I look up to you.
And then AB used that as, like, look at what a loser this guy is, and it was the worst decision ever because everyone said, this makes him look like a nice guy and you look like a complete a-hole, which you are.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, there was a period of time here where fans said, we're fine with AB leaving because we love Juju Smith-Schuster so much.
I will plant my flag, though, on saying I never bought that. It was always very clear delineation for me who was Batman and who was Robin and whose production was a byproduct of the other guy's existence.
Here is Joe in Mount Lebanon. Hello, Joe.
Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
I'd bring Juju back for a couple reasons. One, he's a great blocker. Apparently they're going to run the ball a lot this year, so that would be an asset. And two, supposedly Arthur Smith's offense, he schemes receivers open, so... That should be helping Juju out since I guess the separation isn't as good as it used to be. So my opinion, for $3-5 million, I'd bring him back in a heartbeat.
I feel like he's going to be on the roster in Atlanta. I think he's going to be on the team. I think we need to brace ourselves for it.
Yeah?
I don't know. I just think that they're just so smitten with reunions. They just love...
Oh, I thought for a second you meant like on the Falcons roster, and I was
no.
trying to figure out
well,
why.
Well, I guess they lost Rondale Moore. I guess they do have an opening.
You
and he torched them.
I will just say for the record, he's owed $7 million. He'd play for the vet minimum.
There you go.
You ain't paying that guy $3-5 million. What? Russell Wilson has way more left in the tank, relatively speaking, than Juju does. But my point is, the guy was like the youngest player in the league. He set all those before age 21 records.
He had a bike that got stolen.
Yes. Somebody acted like the way I was talking about him, Jason and Slippery Rock. Maybe you were the guy that stole his bike, Malzi, with how hard you're being on the guy. I think he's just 27 going on like 33 in NFL years, man.
That was like our long local nightmare, was trying to figure out what happened to the guy's friggin' bike.
That was when there was nothing but good vibes around him.
Rodney is on the fan. Hello, Rodney.
Hello. Yeah, I just want to tell you guys that Pocahontas saved John Smith from being killed by the indigenous Indian tribes at the time.
So she wait a minute. It was John Smith?
I thought it was John Rolfe.
It was, but she married John Rolfe later on.
Oh, so she saved John Smith and eventually said, "The hell with you, John Smith. I'm going to hitch my wagon to John Rolfe."
She was too young for John Smith. It would have been, I mean, unless he's
some
kind of weirdo.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. I gotcha.
And then later on, Juju, yeah, why not?
All right.
I mean,
that's the only favorite for call of the day.
The guy is just a reservoir of knowledge when it comes to the Pocahontas scenario. Here's Lou in Bloomfield. Hello, Lou.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. I would like to see the Steelers get both wide receivers, but if we can get Juju at the league minimum without New England playing the rest of his salary, $9 million, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but like, what do you... Okay, I read
Mulsey
the stats,
doesn't
though.
Think he's better than Van Jefferson. I think Mulsey's out of his board.
The other receivers, what I was just reading, that the Steelers have on the roster are bums.
I know, I mean, come on.
Lou, Juju's game against the Steelers last year, I know he had 4 catches for 90 yards. That's over a third of his yardage for the whole season.
But you're going to get him league minimum. I take a shot at
Lou, I don't even think he's a league minimum receiver anymore,
I
man.
I know you keep saying that. Let's see if our callers agree
they
or disagree.
They don't because 412-928-9370. Does everybody that cheers for this team have the Steelers overall view where, hey, let's bring back, give us your tired and your weak and your pet. Like, come on, what is this? It's like a charity for former Steelers. We'll see if people
continue to agree with me. The best call is going to win tickets, which usually means agree with me, and I'll give you the tickets. And disagree with Malzi, but make sure it's a vehement disagree. Or call us with Pocahontas takes. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, lowest 62 degrees. Getting you ready for a game night. Steelers and Texans, our unofficial pregame show, will start in about an hour. What one former NFL general manager with a connection inside the 49ers just said about Ayuk and why the Steelers should be weary. Time out and then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.